Good morning, everyone. It's time for our AM Minnesota program. Julie Faulkner is in studio. She's sitting just to my left here in the studio, and we are hopefully going to be joined by Will McIntyre, the director of what has become a very popular production, Tick, Tick, Boom, at the Paradise Center for the Arts, downtown Faribault. You know, I just Googled Paradise. Well, actually, I think I did put Paradise Center for the Arts, but you know what came up?
What?
Paradise Performing Arts Center, which is in California.
Yes, we've gotten phone calls for tickets for that venue before. Yep.
Because they are similar, you know, Paradise Center for the Arts and Paradise Performing Arts Center.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, we had somebody call up, and I think they wanted Dionne Warwick tickets. And I said, well, I think you've got the wrong venue. And they said, oh, no, I'm looking at the poster right now. And I said, can I ask where you are? She said, California. I said, I think you have the wrong Paradise.
It's Paradise, California.
Yeah. Yep.
There's a Paradise, Texas, too.
Is there? Well, that's good. It's good to have a lot of Paradise.
Yeah. Well, you know, I just thought I'd throw that out there just in case people are wondering.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't do that. We're the Paradise in Faribault, Minnesota.
Paradise Center for the Arts. Tick, Tick, Boom, which is a relatively new play.
Yes.
We'll find out about it from Will when he gets on the air. Before he gets here, though, I did look at your website. By the way, I don't remember. Did you upgrade this recently, the website?
A few years ago. I think maybe we started updating it in 2020. I can't remember when it went live.
Well, I like the fact that at the very front you have click here for tickets, click here for that. I like that.
Yep. Make a donation, become a member.
Correct.
Yep.
Right on the top.
Yep.
You don't have to hunt for anything.
Nope. We're trying to make it easy for you.
Well, I like that. You have to make it easy for old guys like me.
Well, for anybody.
Your visual art galleries.
We just had an opening reception for the artists on Friday, right before the opening of Tick, Tick, Boom. It was a great evening. We had Karen Peters and Justin Peters. Karen has a lot new printmaking, relief printmaking. Justin has three new steel sculptures. Their friend Clayton Hubert has cast iron work in the gallery with them. The show is called Process. They all have quite a process making their work. We have Gail Gates in the Vranish Boardroom Gallery. We have Sushila Anderson in the K&M Gallery. Sushila has stained glass, fused glass, and mosaics. Gail Gates does photography. And we have Bethlehem Academy in our student gallery.
You still work with District 1 or Alina Hospital?
The Alina Straight River Art Festival took over the Healing Arts Gallery. So they're going to do that for a while.
You don't have a problem with that, I take it?
No. I did it since 2012 to, I can't remember when we stopped, but it was quite a while. And I've been the head of the gallery committee now here for 15 years.
Yeah. Well, what is exactly, I noticed on your website, it says, you know, I looked at, glanced at the galleries, and it says exhibition date, April 12th, which would be this Saturday.
Oh, that is for our student exhibit. So we have our area student show on the second floor, and that will be up through the 12th.
Is that the BA one?
That is several schools. So we have BA, we have the Area Learning Center, Faribault High School, Faribault Middle School, Jefferson, Waterville, Elysian, Morristown, and I believe the STEM school.
Oh, okay. Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yep. So K through 12 on the second floor.
Good way of teaching these young people enjoy the art through their life.
That's usually our largest gallery opening of the year is when we have the student show.
Sure. The parents come, the grandparents come, the aunts,
neighbors,
the uncles.
Yep. And it's amazing what the kids can do. It's very inspirational.
I'll bet it is. I'll bet it's very cool. So just Joe Schmo like me who doesn't have kids could take that in too.
Oh, yeah. Yep. It's free and open to see during open hours. If you can't make it during open hours, you can always contact us. Our emails are on the website, paradisecenterforthearts.org, and we can set up a time that works for you if you can't see it during our open hours.
Now, you have two separate tabs on your website, if I remember right. My bald head doesn't allow me to remember a lot of stuff. But you have one tab, education,
mm-hmm.
and next to that, I think it says...
Creative Aging.
Yeah, what's the difference?
We got a grant from the Minnesota State Arts Board to do classes for people 45 and older. So that's our creative aging classes. We have a few of them left. We've got Sandra Stargent is doing a stained glass class. I believe that one is full. And we have Juliana Skloszczyk is going to do an acting class. She did one a while ago, and it was a huge hit. So get registered for that. And then Jessica Prill, who owns Flirterly Gallery and Good Day Coffee, is doing a silversmithing class. And that's the first time we've had that class. So I would
silversmithing?
Yes. So you're going to make some jewelry. And that's her gig. I don't know if everybody knows that. She's a business owner, but she's also a jewelry artist.
Huh. Sounds interesting. And there's a cost for all of this, right?
Yes. And those classes, the grant is paying for the supply fee. So that's going to be the best deal you're going to get out of silversmithing class.
You hear that, folks?
Yeah. I would get registered today, and you can do that on our website. And that's paradisecenterforthearts.org.
Well, Mr. McIntyre walks in with an Indian jacket on.
Which one do you want? What?
I don't care. Wherever he wants to sit. Wherever he wants to sit, he can sit. He's even brought some coffee with him.
No, this is mine.
Oh, sorry. I just saw a cup of coffee out of the corner of my eye.
We were just talking about the creative aging classes.
Oh, nice. Yep.
Yep.
So. Well, you don't have to worry about that.
Well, as the education director, I do a little bit. I helped coordinate a lot of those, but yeah.
Right, but I mean, you're not that age yet.
No.
You're right, yep.
What did you say it was for, 40 and older?
45 and older.
Mm-hmm.
You got a ways to wait there.
It's true.
Will, I have heard nothing but great reviews for your play.
Sweet. I mean, that's what I like to hear.
A lot of friends of mine have said, Gordy, you got to go see this. Tick, tock, boom.
Tick, tick, boom.
Tick, tick, boom.
Yep. Well, that's great. I'm glad to hear people are saying good stuff about it.
It's fairly new, right? We just touched on it with Julie a little bit before we hit the airwaves.
Mm-hmm. It's been around for a little bit, but it's not produced very often. That's what I've been telling people, at least. I think it debuted off-Broadway around 2001. And then it was in development in the 90s and then came out in 2001. But it hasn't really been produced heavily, especially not in this area.
Which, you know, that's a quarter century ago. But,
right. Yep.
But in theater terms, as we were talking, Julie and I were talking off the air, you know, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs mm-hmm. or something like that would bring in all kinds of
people. Oh, yeah. Yep.
But they did. I've been getting nothing but rave reviews.
Yeah, great. Well, yeah, we have three more shows, so I'm hoping we can get lots of people in those seats to see the talented cast and crew.
Yeah, the shows are this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, right?
Just Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Oh. No Thursday.
No Thursday. That was designed right from the beginning?
Yep.
Yep.
Because?
Well, we got some feedback. There wasn't Thursday performances were kind of low ticket sales.
Okay.
And so the Paradise Community Theater rethought Thursdays. I think we have a Thursday for the Christmas show.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it depends on the show. Sometimes,
well,
if you know,
you have to pay your, you know, royalties.
Yeah, that's the thing. If you add another performance, you have to pay this amount of money more for.
Correct.
And you just hope ticket sales can help cover that cost.
Yeah. Yep. We'll talk more about specifically about the play, about the cast, all of that. When AM Minnesota continues, but right now I'm going to get our opening market report. A service of your KDHL agri-boosters, including Northland Farm Buildings. Quality post-frame construction, head to northlandbuildings.com. Craig Keller at the Keller Insurance Agency, Nearstrand. Craig helps protect all things important to you. And Werner Farm Seed Dundas, quality seed, reasonable prices, including many species of cover crop seed. Paul or Gene are the guys to call at 507-645-7995.
Soybeans and corn are higher on Monday morning. Cattle and hogs are mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are up today. It has already been an up and down day with some influence from gains in bean meal. There are reports of several key buyers being open to tariff negotiations, including China. May beans are up 8 3/4 at 9.85 3/4, buying back a small part of Friday's drop. July beans are 8 cents higher at 10.01. May bean meal's up 3.90 at 2.87. May bean oil's down 24 at 45.61. Corn is now higher. Monitoring conditions had a widespread planting, with the USDA's weekly national crop report resuming this afternoon. Early planting delays are likely because of the recent heavy rainfall and flooding. May's up 4 1/4 at 4.64. July's 3.5 higher at 4.70 3/4. And wheat's higher. Some of the soft red winter crop has likely been damaged by recent flooding, and most forecasts do have the potential for expanding drought in the hard red winter region. May Chicago's up 14.5 at 5.43 1/2. Oversold, May cotton's up 199 at 65.43. July's 173 higher at 66.29. And rice is mostly higher on spread trade, with May now up a dime at 13.17 1/2. July 9.5 higher at 13.36 1/2. Live cattle are down and feeders are mixed. Watching the distribution of this week's show list, April live 70 lower at 201.92, and June's down 62 at 197.57. April feeders are up 52 at 279.95. May's down 75 at 274.12. And after a steep drop to start the session, hogs are back to mixed, adjusting spreads, consolidating really. April's up a dime at 87.47. May's now down 47 at 84.65. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too. Al-Anon and Alateen can help. Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
The United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and the largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. The USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal agencies with free safety equipment donations and officer survival training, along with cash donations to families of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty, college scholarships for the children of law enforcement, a citizen awareness program, and more. For more information on the USDSA and how you can help, visit usdeputy.org.
AM Minnesota. On the Mighty 920 KDHL.
AM Minnesota. Today we're visiting with folks from the Paradise Center for the Arts, not to be confused with the Performing Arts, Paradise Performing Arts Center, which is in Paradise, California.
Oh,
yeah. Paradise Center for the Arts is in Faribault, Minnesota, and Will McIntyre is directing Tick, Tick, Boom. Performances are this Friday, Saturday, 7:30, a Sunday afternoon matinee. At 2, I'm assuming that the matinee is sold out.
Not quite yet. We would love to see it sold out, though. So
it's got
to
be cool.
Tell everyone to get their tickets. And
we have a special for you. We have a buy one, get one free for this performance.
You hear that, folks? Buy one, get one free. Mm-hmm.
But you have to contact the box office to get that special. Box office will open Wednesday at noon, but you can leave us a voicemail at 507-332-7372.
That offer good for the matinee, too?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All three of them.
And you can also email us. I'm director at paradisecenterforthearts.org, or you can do box office at paradisecenterforthearts.org, or info at paradisecenterforthearts.org. We are excited to get as many people to the Paradise to see this wonderful show.
Will, without letting the cat out of the bag, so to speak,
right,
give us a summary, if you would, of Tick, Tick, Boom.
Sure. So Tick, Tick, Boom follows an aspiring composer named Jonathan, and it's based on the actual composer of the show, Jonathan Larson. It's semi-autobiographical about his life, kind of coming of age, he turned, you know, it's about him turning 30 and him not really being where he wants to be with in the musical theater scene. So it's a show that kind of dives into themes of following your dreams, sort of how you...
Inspirational.
Yeah, it's very inspirational, and sort of how you hold on to those who are important to you in your life, and how do you balance that with your work. Balance is a big part of the show as well, but it's really, I would say it's just a beautiful story that everyone will relate to in some way, whether you're an artist or not. It can kind of transcend. The themes are transcendent, I think.
Is there comedy in this?
Oh, yeah. It's very funny. In addition to being serious at moments, it's very, very funny.
Perfect mix.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, any comedy should have some drama in it.
I think so. At least a little bit.
You know, if it makes it more realistic.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, life is not a comedy.
It's true.
Wait, maybe it is a comedy.
Depends who you hang out with, I think.
When you think about it. So, did you choose this play?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did. So the way we kind of choose the shows is we get directors who are interested, and they kind of bring a few ideas to the table, and then the committee kind of picks the show. They help, you know, figure out what do they think would be best for the season, because you want a well-rounded season with a bunch of different types of shows. And this was on the list of, like, 8 shows I think I brought in. And I feel like what kind of made people interested was maybe it was a rock musical, which we haven't had at the Paradise, probably since Rocky Horror.
Probably, yeah.
Which was 2014, over 10 years ago now. But, yeah, I think we were all really interested in it because, you know, writer of Rent, people know Rent, people love Rent, and I keep hearing from people that see the show, this sounds like Rent. This is very similar to Rent. So I hope that, if anything, if you know Rent, you would give this one a chance.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about the cast.
Oh, yeah. We have a very talented cast. We have 6 people. Leading our company is Cody Jensen, playing John. He's the only person who plays one character. The rest of them play many characters. But he... His performance is one of the most inspiring performances I think we've seen at the Paradise. And he just lays it all on the floor because it's a very taxing role. He doesn't leave the stage for the entire show. He sings in 12 of the 14 musical numbers. He just has to drive the whole show himself. Mm-hmm. And the whole cast just, you know, lifts him up and helps carry him to the finish line as well. But He does a very incredible job, and I'm excited that he got this opportunity.
So he's Jonathan.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then rounding out the cast, we have Heather Burke playing Susan and others.
Amazing voice.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Heather is giving an incredible performance as Susan. Susan is John's girlfriend, and we kind of see a lot of their relationship unfold on stage as well. And then we have Jonathan's best friend, Michael, played by Alex Ayers. Another stellar performance. All 3 of them are just great at bringing... Those are the 3 main characters that are brought to life on stage. And their on-stage relationship is just as great as their off-stage. It really reads well on stage. And then rounding out the cast, we have Hannah Johnson playing Carissa. We have Courtney Kreiser playing Rosa, and then we also have Nathan Galvan playing a bunch of other characters, including he's called the counter guy because he works at a convenience store at one point. Yeah.
Are there any songs in this people would be familiar with?
There might be, depending on, you know, it kind of depends on if you've maybe heard it, because there was a Netflix film that came out in 2021. A few highlights are, one is called Therapy, which is sung between Susan and John. And it's kind of like couples therapy, but it goes wrong. So it's a pretty hilarious song. But I also think people might recognize the first tune, which is called 3090. But
I like the green dress song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a song about a green dress in it, too. Yeah, I don't. If people aren't familiar, I would just recommend coming to see it because you'll leave humming the tunes.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
And the light show is amazing.
Yeah. Yep.
Dylan went above and beyond for this one. I know those aren't our lights. He must have brought them in.
Yeah, we have a brilliant lighting designer. He brought in tons of his own lighting instruments. And, yeah, that plus a little bit of a haze machine. It's like you can just, the show really comes to life because of the lighting.
Makes me even more curious.
Mm-hmm.
Again, how do people get tickets?
Yep, they can get them online. But if you want to use our BOGO, buy one, get one free, you'll have to contact our box office at 507-332-7372. And, you know, if we don't happen to answer, leave us a message. We'll get back to you as soon as we can. But you can also stop in when we're open this week, Wednesday through Friday from noon to 5 or Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Now, I'd be foolish if I didn't think you look a little bit at the royalties when you're picking out a play as well, right?
It's true, yeah. As a nonprofit, you're always looking at that stuff.
And that's why you may not have more well-known, for lack of a better term, plays. Mm-hmm. There's a lot more royalty involved in that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, right. or if it's being produced in the area.
Yeah. It also depends if it's happening regionally, if it...
Or if it happened just last year somewhere. Mm-hmm.
Or if it's on Broadway. There's all kinds
Broadway
of...
or tour.
Yep.
Tick, Tick, Boom just happened up at Theater La Hamidou in Alexandria last year. But I think since it was a year ago, it didn't really impact our availability, which is nice. But, yeah, it is a show that's rarely produced, but theater people always come out to see it because they love it so much. So I think...
Well, I think and what I've seen on Facebook, there's a lot of non-theater people that are, are loving it. So, yeah, get your tickets. Don't miss this one.
All right. Sounds awesome. Tick, Tick, Boom again, 7:30 Friday, 7:30 Saturday, 2 o'clock Sunday matinee. Awesome. You got some upcoming events you probably want to plug here.
Yes, we have Mick Sterling Presents, Memphis in the Meantime, Songs of the Grand Old Opry, and Sun Records.
Sun Records is what Elvis was on, right?
Yep, and there was a bunch of guys in the beginning. Was it Johnny Cash? Mm-hmm. He was on Sun Records. I know Jerry Lee Lewis. Years ago, I bought my stepfather a CD box set of Sun Records.
Oh, cool.
This is always a huge hit with the Faribault crowd, and that's going to be Friday, April 25th at 7:30, and you can get your tickets online for that one. And the Looney Lutherans in Hot Dish on the Range, All Hat, No Cattle, they are selling really fast. So if you want to see the Looney Lutherans... Get your tickets today. We're serious. I think we've got close to 200 tickets sold for this
show. It's without a doubt that we will sell out. So get your tickets.
Don't miss out on that one. And then mid-May, we have Roy Orbison Tribute by David Kay and Band. That's going to be Saturday, May 17th.
They've been here before?
I think he's been to Paradise once before, and it was a great show. So, yep, we've got lots of great stuff coming up. Lots of classes on the website. We have an annual meeting coming up next Monday. Mm-hmm. I can't believe it's next Monday.
Yep.
So if you're interested to see how we did in 2024, you can meet us at the Paradise Monday, April 14th at 5:30 for our annual meeting.
Well, the mortgage is paid off.
Yes, it is.
So that takes a lot of overhead away.
Yes. But it's about $40,000 a month to keep the Paradise open with programming.
Mm-hmm.
So we are continually looking for support. And right now we're looking for sponsors for our 25-26 season.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't do it without our sponsors. And I'd love to give a huge shout out to Donahue's Greenhouse for sponsoring Tick, Tick, Boom. And I believe they open April 16th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they open very soon.
They've got to be really busy right now. I know all of Faribault loves to go in there and smell those flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And we have our season sponsors for the Paradise Community Theater. That's the Ball Foundation, Quality Appliance, and the Faribault Daily News. So if you are interested in sponsoring a show, an event, or a season at the Paradise, please give me a call at 507-332-7372. I'd love to talk to you about that. You can pick a show. You can.
Can you do a partial sponsorship?
Yes, you can. Mm-hmm. We will negotiate with you. We will work with your budget. We want to be able to help you show your support for the arts in Faribault.
Mm-hmm.
How's the automatic board going?
Automatic board.
The marquee.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, we love the marquee. No ladders needed, especially in the cold or the heat or the wind.
And you can upload stuff in like 4 minutes. It's very, very quick and simple.
Will's the master of the marquee.
Oh, is he really?
Mm-hmm. Yep. We try to keep at least 3 or 4 shows of the upcoming shows going at a time.
Yep. So, if you're a sponsor, we'll put your name on that marquee. Mm-hmm. We'll put your name in our season guide. We'll put it on the posters. We'll get your information out.
There's 3 sides on the marquee,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have different things on all 3 sides?
Yeah, the side ones are more for, register for a class today. It's we have the Basilio's on the mm-hmm. side marquee. It also is like the date, time, temperature standard thing as well. But the front one is where we put most of our, upcoming programming.
Have you ever thought, it's just got into my bald head, of selling birthday or anniversary messages on the side.
There you go.
I'm serious about this. And then everybody that drives through town sees that it's so-and-so's birthday or so-and-so's anniversary.
We're good, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You'd have to pay for this now. It's not going to be free.
Right. I think we should just hire him as our business manager. I mean,
what do you think?
You want to be our marketing person?
You just make it a reasonable fee, right?
Yeah.
And it's all revenue.
Mm-hmm. That'd be great.
And all it costs you is to punch in the stuff on the marquee. Just a thought that came on the top of my bald head. I don't think they're all that enthralled with it, folks.
We used to get people all the time from the 310, or is it 310 Event Center? And they would want, like, their wedding information up there. Yep. But that was before it was digital.
Mm-hmm.
Did you charge for it?
Yes, we did.
Okay. You're not getting that anymore, though, huh?
Not as much.
Because they don't have one on their building.
No, they don't have a marquee, no.
Which is interesting. You would think they might do that.
Yeah. Yeah, they're a pretty hopping venue. They have events,
especially now that summer's around the corner.
Yeah.
It's going to be picking up.
Well, it's wedding season.
A whole lot less expensive to go there than anywhere in the metro.
Oh, yeah. I can't imagine how much that stuff costs.
Mm-hmm.
And even from the northern part of the metro, we're an hour away.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
How's that for perfection? Do you get a lot of metro people at our shows?
I think We had several calls from the metro. Mm-hmm. Our box office people are always curious where you're coming from. And we had several coming from the metro. I think that they knew Martha.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yep. And we have live music with this one, people. There is a orchestra on stage the whole show.
Mm-hmm.
Over Tick, Tick, Boom?
Yes. Yeah. Martha Brown is on keyboards. Kathy Wickware is on drums.
We have Nate Chesney on guitar and then Davis Moore on electric bass.
Is there dancing?
Oh, yeah. Yep. My good friend of mine choreographed for me. So, yeah, it's dancing. It's live music. It's a rock score, which we don't see often. And, yeah, great performances all around. I'm just really hoping we get a really good big crowds for the second weekend.
Has the Paradise ever done Jesus Christ Superstar?
I
don't
think so.
I don't know.
I know Little Theater of Owatonna has, but I'm not sure if Paradise has. That's a great show, though.
It is.
We have to ask Kathy.
Yeah.
I was thinking right around Easter would be a good time to
there you go. Yeah.
Not this year, of course.
Right. But unless maybe. We dive in right now, we got to go.
Maybe in the next year or so, maybe we can get that accomplished. Well, we only got less than a minute left. Any final thoughts?
Just get your tickets for Tick, Tick, Boom and take advantage of that buy one, get one free. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the tickets are how much?
They're $21.50 for non-members. They're $19.50 for members and then
$15.50 for students.
Yes. And remember, it's buy one, get one free, but you have to contact the box office.
Yes.
507-332-7372.
You can't do that on the website. Have to call.
Or email us.
You hear that? You have to call in order to get the buy one, get one free.
Or stop in.
What an awesome idea. Well, you can stop by too. That concludes today's edition of AM Minnesota. Jerry didn't tell me what he's got tomorrow, but I'm sure it's informative.